It is time once again to start the second hour of Sunday in the Country, and it's time once again to bring our good friend in, Willie Hallahan. Has the website sportingacause.com. It's a website that combines fundraising events with sporting events, and sometimes those sporting events might be a stretch just a little, but basically it's to get the word out about all the different fundraising events, and we welcome Willie in once again today. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. We're just about in January, and on my website, January is probably the slowest month in terms of sports-related fundraisers, but we got stuff going on. There's certainly plenty to talk about. Before I get to today and this week, I just wanted to briefly mention an event I attended yesterday. The Housatonic Valley Regional High School hockey team played Tri-Town over at Hotchkiss School Rink. And it was the third of a three-game food drive that Housatonic had mounted. Previous games were a boys' basketball game, and the next night a girls' basketball game. And yesterday was the hockey game that made up the entire drive. And over the three games, they collected like over 75 pounds of food that they'll distribute among the local food banks. And so kudos to Ann McNeil, who's the athletic director, who organize this, and all the high school athletes that played in the game. They did a great job, and we need to say that. Today, the ongoing Wonders of Winter Art Show, I've spoken at length about it before. I don't need to belabor it anymore, except that it is worthwhile. It's not an exaggeration to say it's a once-in-a-lifetime event, it's an art show spread among six locations. To find all the details, you can go to salisburyassociation.org, and all the information is there. You see the locations of the art show. You'll see pictures of the actual paintings that are at each location, artist name, prices for those that are for sale. Some are just on loan. And it runs through February 9th, which is the end of Jump Fest, but don't wait that long. If you're anything like me, you know, I got a month and a half, I got time. Well, next thing you know, it's over and you missed it. So if you got time during the week, great. You don't have to see the whole show at once. If you're at the White Hart for lunch or Neo's or Sweet Williams, you can see the art there and do it piecemeal, or you can do the walk. And that's kind of fun, too. Anyway, that's ongoing through February 9th. Today, starting as we speak, over at the ski jumps, we're snowing the in-run. That's the phrase we use for applying snow to the ramp that the kids jump down on the 20-meter in preparation for tomorrow and Tuesday's junior jump camp. Now, I've been flapping my jaws for weeks about how we're turning the 20 into a year-round jump. Partially this year, the in-run was supposed to be snowless, but the steel rails that would make that happen did not show up. So we're doing it the old-fashioned way. We're putting the snow down. And it takes a lot of volunteers and directors. We put the snow down on this long ramp. It becomes kind of like a sidewalk. The snow has to be packed in, and it's screeded like a mason is screeding concrete smooth to make a sidewalk. And that's all in preparation for the junior jump camp, which is held tomorrow and Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday. The jump camp is a two-day event, 9 to 2. It's $50 per child. It's 2 days of instruction. Lunch is included, a T-shirt. And it's fun with Ariel Picton Kobayashi. It's her third name. She got married this summer. You have to be 7 years old or older, have to have your own ski equipment, your skis, boots, and helmet, your downhill equipment. You don't have to have ski jumping equipment. That comes later. And it's a fun time. And if kids enjoy it and want to continue, they get to train for free for the rest of the season. And it maybe even travel to a meet or two in the course of the winter. Now, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the weather. As we know, Marshall, I always go to robinhoodradio.com to check out the weather. It's not looking good. We're preparing for the event, and we're preparing for the junior jump as if it's going to happen. But we have weather issues, and we'll deal with that as it comes. I will certainly inform you so you have all the facts on Robin and Radio if we're going to alter our schedule at all. You're great at that. You always take care of us in weather situations, so we appreciate that. I'll also have it on sportingacause.com if anything should vary.
You know, the whole thing about a storm prediction like this, I always like to explain this to people. And there's different announcements that we are required to carry. We're not required to carry advisories. We are required to carry, as an announcement from the National Weather Service, anything at a warning level or above. And there are tornado warnings are the most frequent that go a higher category. But a watch, I want to explain to people, for yesterday we were under a watch. That means conditions could be favorable to the formation of an ice storm. Today, Sunday, we are under a warning, and that means the National Weather Service is convinced that there is a significant potential for a major ice storm in our area. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. That means that they are convinced all the conditions can come together to create that storm. If that storm happens, you should be prepared. So what the National Weather Service warning does is basically tell you, if there's anything that you want to do on Monday or even Tuesday morning, see if you get it all done into your house before tonight at 5 o'clock, because conditions might not be favorable for you getting out and moving about on Monday and Tuesday. If the day comes and the storm is actually happening, then they upgrade it to just a winter storm. Or an ice storm or whatever it is. So people should take a warning. They should take an advisory seriously. They should take a watch fairly seriously. But when it's a warning and it's in advance, take it very seriously and follow all the precautions you need to be safe and secure in your environment over the course of the next couple of days. I just always like to pass that along to people. We don't carry anything but warnings and actual, if the event happens, if they send across a watch, we'll talk about it. We'll post it on Facebook, but we won't run it like we run the warning. So people should take this warning seriously. If it doesn't happen, you've got supplies and you're all set. And if it does, you've got supplies and you're all set. Yeah, I've done my preaching for your show.
Well, that's good. No, that's great, Marshall. Thank you. It's nice to be reminded of the differences among those different categories. It certainly helps, and I think people know now that if the jump camp or anything else they're doing is of importance to them, they know to go to you for the updated info. Moving on to that's Monday and Tuesday. Moving on to Wednesday, New Year's Day. There are a couple of events here. If anybody's interested in wearing off their New Year's Eve excesses, there is the Milton Resolution 5-Mile Run. This is in Milton, the little village in the town of Litchfield. The event starts, they gather in, it starts at Milton Hall, and it's sponsored by the Litchfield Hills Park and Recreation Commission. That's a tireless organization because there's so many running events, and they wrangle a good number of them. It's $25. There was a $20 advance registration, but that's passed. So now $25 to run. There'll be cider and snacks afterwards. Dogs are allowed, but they have to run in the rear of the pack. If you run with your dog, you get the back of the start line, and then there's no problem. Registration is 9:30 to 10:30, and then the race starts at 11. Also on Wednesday, the People's State Forest New Year's Day Hike. This is a non-competitive free event at the People's State Forest in Bark Hampstead. People are asked to gather at Matthias Grove, I hope I pronounced that correctly, over on East River Road. Gather there at 12:45, and the walk starts at 1. And there are hot chocolates, there's hot chocolate and treats at Squire's Tavern afterwards. That would appeal to me. Next Saturday, that would be January 4th, there's a Learn to Curl event at the Norfolk Curling Club. This is sponsored by the Falls Village Recreation Commission. It's $20 a person. You must pre-register either at the Falls Village Rec Facebook page, or you can go to FVRC, that's Falls Village Rec Commission, at comcast.net. That starts, everybody is asked to meet at the North Fork Curling Club at 2:15 on Saturday. You have to be 18 years or older. And that's it, Marshall. It's kind of a pared-down version of other weeks, but still fun things for people to do.
Well, it's like we say, it's the end of December, beginning of January. If ever there's a time when frozen tumbleweeds will roll through our area, it's this three-week period.
It absolutely is.
All right, Willie, take care of yourself, and we'll speak to you next week.
All right, Marshall, thank you. You too.
All right. Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com, here on Robin Hood Radio.